The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I think you've heard me in the past say that I like to do carpentry work. I like to help build things and help people. And so about a week ago, I was helping somebody build a closet in their bedroom. And to build it, you obviously have to nail 2x4s together to put together the structure. And I was doing so much nailing that it brought up an old injury. The tendonitis in my shoulder and arm kicked in. And the only way to deal with tendonitis, as you may know, is rest, ice, and then some mild exercises. And so through it all, with the ice, the rest, comes patience. Oh! And so my right arm was just kind of limp and not doing much. And it was hard to type. It's hard to do anything, really. And so I was doing a lot of things with my left hand, which is another old story. When I hurt my right arm the first time, oh my gosh, I had to learn to be left-handed, and that was really hard. But I was thinking about that, and when I came across a Bible verse, it was in my devotions that I read. Here it is, from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. And it hit me because my right arm was so aching and my right hand was just laying on my lap. He takes my right hand. He is going to help me. It just meant a lot to me to know that my God was there. I don't have to be afraid. Oh, when God first wrote these things, these words, the Israelites were being overrun by many countries, and they felt small. They felt like, where are you, God? All these countries are beating us, and we're losing our freedom. We're losing so much. And they thought maybe, well, they were a worm in the big scheme of things. And that's when God said, I, the Lord your God, say to you, I take hold of your right hand. Don't be afraid. I will help you. And in the next verse it says, you, O Jacob, a worm, and you, little Israel. God even is mocking what they were saying about themselves. Well, you know, that was a comfort to these people then, that God was there. Did he change the circumstances and push back the enemies all the time? No, but sometimes he did. Sometimes God did act in a mighty way and brought them rescue and help. Well, the same thing's true with us. You know, God doesn't all of a sudden, poof, take care of all our problems. He's not the grandpa who will just, oh, sure, whatever you want, I'll just take care of you. But he does what's best for us. And my guess is I needed a little bit of patient building at that time and rest. It gave me time to talk to him more, after all, because I couldn't do the physical work I wanted to do. Well, you know, the same thing can be true spiritually for us all. Have you ever thought about it? Spiritually, we like to do things for God. We like to serve him. We like to help. At least, usually people do. But sometimes they don't know how or what, or they're frustrated or discouraged, or they feel so weak. One guy I'm talking to says, oh, I feel so weak and battered around that it seems like anything I do just doesn't even fit. You know, that's a spiritual case of tendonitis that he has. And these words are for us to bring us comfort. When we spiritually don't think we are doing enough or doing right, I, the Lord your God, will take hold of your right hand. Don't be afraid. I will help you. If you look back a couple of verses previous to this verse, God said to the people of that day also some other words. Verse 10, he says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is right there saying, you know, I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. And now, you know, it might not be overnight. And literally for them, they found their greatest comfort in knowing that Jesus was sent of the house of Jacob, and he would be the Savior for us all, not just Jacob and Israel, those countries, but for all of us who trust in him. God is, not only takes us by the right hand, but he uses his righteous right hand to help us, especially when we struggle. So as I was sitting last week with ice on my shoulder and patiently waiting for it to mend, and it's pretty well almost back to where it should be now, I couldn't help but think, God takes my right hand. He says, don't be afraid, I'll help you. And he meant that both spiritually as well as in my earthly life. And yeah, I get a lot of troubles, I get a lot of problems, I get a lot of difficulties. I don't share them all with you here on the podcast. Good grief, you don't want me to launder everything out there on my dirty laundry. But I do tell you enough so you know that I do believe everything I'm saying. And it's such a comfort. I don't have to be afraid. God is helping me. He takes my right hand and he walks with me. And it's his righteous right hand that works and fights for me. After all, it was his righteous right hand that took the nail of the cross, took my sin away, and his hand now takes me. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for those times where we have to just sit and wait. Don't like it always as we're healing with ice and learning patience, like with tendonitis. Help us, though, spiritually also when we have that spiritual tendonitis, that we turn to you and trust in you. Not be afraid, but know that you'll provide, even for our earthly needs, even as you have for our spiritual needs. For you sent your one and only Son, Father, to take away our sin. So we know that you will also hold us, help us, and bless us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.